Lord, your mercy and heart are beautiful beyond understanding. You see and feel our sins, yet you forgive us for our iniquities. Dear God, have mercy and bless those who need you the very most. Precious heart dwellers, the Lord is really still working on me. I have struggled with resentment and anger to those who have cut us off from our home, and every day a new battle assails me as the reality of the ensuing challenges comes to mind. How nice it must be to come home to your house down a nice smooth driveway, and the enemy never lets me forget how long and rough the route is through the National Forest. But today I finally caught up with the Lord. I've been so distracted with all of these doings that I haven't been able to really enter into his presence. My personal struggles with coming home to the refuge just evaporated when Jesus manifested in the painting that he gave me of him. Those eyes looked at me so tenderly, so plaintively, communicating something I had not felt before. He truly loves the people who are doing this to us. He knows something I don't know. He has looked at their lives and heard the struggles and cries coming from deep within them, from personal tragedies. He loves them so very deeply, and they don't know him. They have hardened their hearts against him because they've not experienced his kindness and love. They've experienced the hardness of men made in the image of God. Their fathers, teachers, ministers, public officials, and others who have in some way injured them even from childhood. None of those who have injured them in one way or another reflect God's love to them. So how could they know the sweetness of Jesus? When I finally got still and looked into his eyes in the portrait, he manifested so tenderly that my heart just melted. I couldn't move from the spot even if I wanted to. He loves these families deeply, and he sorrows with them. They need him. He longs to show them his love and concern. And while I am fighting off frustration and anger over inconveniences, Jesus is lamenting the condition of their souls. There are those who live in the area that belong to covens of generational Satanists that came from Spain. There are even those who are Sephardic Jews, hidden genetic Jews, that were forced to convert to Catholicism to escape the Spanish Inquisition, and they fled to America. Others hold on to the traditions of their forefathers who settled in the area and are intensely clannish and protective of their land. There's a marked sense of feeling like an outsider if you are not Hispanic in northern New Mexico. But none of that matters to the Lord. He loves them deeply. He hears the cries of their mothers and fathers over tragic deaths from drug addictions and gangs, poverty, broken marriages, alcoholism, witchcraft, and adultery. Jesus listens as they cry over their tragedies, and he weeps with them. He knows all about their failures and the sense of defeat they have in their lives. He longs to give them new life, forgive them of their sins, and comfort them. But many have stopped seeking the Lord, and they numb their emotional pains with alcohol. Oh, if only they knew the love of Jesus and the sweetness of his presence. They need Jesus more than I need the refuge, and I believe the Lord has brought us together to love one another. Surely I can offer all the pain they've caused us as a fast offering for their salvation. Dear ones, what we have is not religion. It is the reality of relationship with the Most High God. He is the only medicine for the ills of this life. He's tried and true and will welcome them home if only their hearts will turn to him. One of the men that's been opposing us has a Christian message on his answering machine. And I thought to myself, Lord, Doesn't he see that he's hurting you too? Jesus began speaking. Claire, what he is seeing is his land, his culture, and what he believes is his privilege. I am the furthest thing from his mind in this issue. He brings his concerns before me in prayer while he beats you, my servant, and hasn't even a clue that I am the one he's hurting. And you, my love, must respond only in love and charity. Your heart must be pure as it aches. I ask you to pray for him and offer these troubles to my Father to bring this man closer to me. I want him to know my love and kindness. I want him to know that I do speak to him in his heart, but he doesn't always recognize my voice. You have spoken the truth when you said that the souls in Placida are more important than the refuge to me. You know the pattern. I send you somewhere that brings you grief. You pray for those souls, and I move on their hearts. I have put you before a huge test of charity. And Jesus, I have collapsed in our Father's arms, begging him for the grace to do good to those who hate us. Only your grace, Lord, can equip me to love them from my heart. I want to, but my flesh and the enemy are chiding me to do just the opposite. Jesus continued, "This is a test, my love. I am with you to help you pass it. Nonetheless, keep your heart clean and know that these souls are suffering from many issues in their lives, issues I could help them with if only they had faith and would be kind to one another. Sometimes I must allow situations that are irritating and painful to them so they can see what they do to others affects them the same way. My children, do not make it hard for your neighbors, your relatives, your acquaintances, even those who are unkind to you. Do not return evil with evil, because it doesn't stop there. It continues on and on through multiple generations. Many of you are living under the curses that were put upon your mothers and fathers of long ago. Some of you who have come against my desire to have a place of prayer on the mountain. Some of you are going to be experiencing very difficult and costly decisions in the near future. It was not my will to allow these in your lives, but by persecuting my servants who are innocent of wrongdoing, you've stepped outside the boundaries of my protection. Normally, I do not send calamity, but when you strike the innocent and endanger their survival, you walk away from my protecting wall of grace. Once outside that enclosure, the demons, the wolves, are waiting in line to kill, steal, and destroy from you. I only give them permission so that you will feel what you are doing to others on a very personal level, and you will realize that it's wrong. You have also formed many judgments against Mother Claire that are totally untrue. You have allowed the enemy to feed you lies about her, and as a result, you have spread lies and gossip. These things are very destructive and hurtful, so again, I must allow the enemy to do the very same things to you. Then in your pain, you will call out to me, and I will tell you, love one another as I have loved you. If you do not want lies or misunderstandings in your families and fighting in your marriages, don't spread lies about others. Wow, I have an aside to remark on there because Ezekiel and I used to talk back and forth to each other and make judgments about people. And every single time we did, we got into a fight afterwards. And it was something stupid. It was a misunderstanding, a word that he didn't get right. It got twisted going into his ears. And we had a huge fight over it until we finally realized, wow, when we talk about other people negatively, we open the door for Satan to sift us in our marriages. And I'm telling you, that was a major problem in our lives before we discovered this truth. And now we're extremely careful. Jesus continued, "You ask me why a crop fails, why a storm destroys your harvest, why an animal dies, why your children get caught in gang wars. Why? I do not do these things to you, my people. You open the door to them with your hardness of heart towards one another. I abhor deceit and dishonest boundary lines. I abhor dishonest scales and taking advantage of one another. I did not bless you on this earth so you could turn around and steal from one another that which is their right. I blessed and protected you and your children so you would show the same kindness to others. When you watch your children play and one takes advantage of the others, do you let it pass? Or do you correct your son so he'll grow up to be virtuous? Or do you allow him to take advantage of those who are weaker and applaud his behavior? What kind of father do you think I am? I provide for the outsider. I consider the widow and the orphan. I look after those who are just and honest. I defend their cause because I want my children to love one another. When you love one another, you show your gratitude for my blessings in your life. When I see injustice, I apply the correction to the ones who are misbehaving. I don't just stand by and ignore the plight of the weak. You want to know why you have so many troubles and strife in your families? Arguing, bickering, selfishness, and greed? You have it because you taught it to them by your own behavior and example. Is money your only standard? Lands, possession, houses, and trucks? Is that all that matters to you? If you live by the world's standards, then it is. But the day will come, my people, when you will stand before my Father and give an accounting for what you did on this earth. It will determine your eternity. You were here for perhaps 90 years, but the day comes where you enter into eternity. You face the judge, and sentence is given. Either you were kind and benevolent, honest and forthright, or you were crooked and deceitful, selfish, greedy, hard-hearted, unjust, and doing what was wrong in my sight. And there will be no excuses. No lies will hold water. No defense can be given, because I am God and I see all very clearly. I miss nothing. I see what you did, though you thought I wasn't watching. And I love you deeply, but do not approve of what you did to hurt others when you acted dishonestly. So I must judge you by the standards of heaven. In heaven we love one another. No one who lies or is deceitful, murders, performs witchcraft, steals, or ruins the reputation of the innocent can enter heaven. Then what? What sentence shall I pronounce on you? I am waiting, my people. I am waiting to see if you will reconcile with your brother, your sister, those you have been at war with. I am waiting to see if you will do the right thing, because you are not guaranteed another day on this earth. Your turn to stand before my Father could come even this very night. Are you ready? Will you be able to enter heaven and join your mother and father? Even they cry out to me to warn you before it's too late. I love you so much. I died a horrible death to have you with me in heaven. The question is, do you love me enough to change your ways and begin living for me? Truly, I love you deeply. I am there with you when you weep. I capture every tear that drops from your cheek, and all I want for you is the very best. So don't be afraid to return to me. Repent for doing wrong, to confess. I know everything there is to know about you. I was there when you took what wasn't yours. I was there when you first had sex. I was there when she had the abortion. I held that child and cried over him. I was there when you did something unspeakable. I forgive you. I love you. Do not delay in coming to me. My arms are open and waiting for you. Though your sins be as scarlet, I will wash them white as snow.